How many times have you tried to pick up your Bible, read it, and after just a few minutes, either your mind begins to wander, thinking about all the things that you need to get done that day, or even worse, y'all, you start dozing off. Or maybe you're the type of person that you sit down and you read a few verses, and as soon as you stand up, go do something else and come back and sit down to finish your reading, you already forgot what you just read.
Welcome to the Far More Podcast.
Hey, y'all, it is me, Liz, coming to you from the Far More Podcast. I am recording solo again today. Are y'all getting used to me recording solo yet? No? You want Jason back? Yes, I do too. But let's just dive right in, y'all. I am not going to sugarcoat it. The Bible can feel boring at times. I'm not saying it is boring. I'm saying it feels boring, and there is a real distinction here. So listen, I have been there. I have been the casual and sometimes frustrated reader who got bored and gave up. Many times, not just once, not just twice, many, many times. But since then, I have found my way to the other side, which you can too, where the Bible is rarely boring to me anymore. And I say rarely because every now and then there are certain passages, chapters, even entire books of the Bible that can seem tedious. But when you put it in the context of the entire book of the Bible, it is so rich and so beautiful. So once you do reach that other side, it is a wonderful place to be. So today, listen, today I'm going to share with you the shifts that I made in how I look at the Bible, how I read the Bible, and how you can do the same to see your life change in a really big way. So I want you to get really excited. I will also put some links in the show notes to resources that I have used and that have been very instrumental in just helping me to see the Bible, God's beautiful word, in a completely different way. So you may be in a season of life, or you have been in a season of life before where God just felt far away, and maybe he feels far away from you right now. And one of the reasons, friend, could be because you're not reading your Bible on a regular basis, or you just aren't reading it at all. It is sitting on the bookshelf collecting dust. So today we're going to dive deeper into that, into what to do if the Bible feels boring, so that you're not just reading it to check that box of, okay, I read my Bible today. Why does this happen? And how can we change it? So a little background on me. I was saved and baptized when I was just 7 years old. But as you can probably already imagine, I did not read my Bible on the regular. I mean, I think I maybe read it for Bible drills because I wanted to do well in the little drills that we would have at church. But of course, I was 7 years old. I wasn't doing a deep dive into God's word. And at that point, you don't have any life experience. So I feel like it's really hard to draw any kind of wisdom at such a young age. And I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I'm 45 now, and it wasn't until just a few years ago that I really began to study my Bible in a real way. So that's a long time to be basically, I would say, walking around blind. That's a really long time, because 1 Corinthians 2:14 says the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So that was me walking around like a natural person for the last 3 decades, not knowing the things of the Spirit, because where do they come from? They come from the Bible. There are so many amazing truths in the Bible that are transformational, but I was living completely outside of that in the natural world, the carnal world, as the King James Version loves to call it. The main way that we reach into the spiritual realm with God is through His Word. His words are spirit and they are life. Look at John 6:63. So I was just missing out on a huge piece of my walk with God and basically trying to live life on my own. I mean, sure, I would do Bible studies once a year or join a small group here and there, but there was never a time where I completely threw myself into it, where I just said, look, I'm going to dive into this as much as I dive into, I don't know, social media, because I'll be honest, y'all, I put a lot of time into that. How much time was I putting into this? How much time was I putting into studying God's word? Almost nothing, like the bare minimum. But when I came to the end of my rope, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I got what you could call, I don't know, revelation knowledge, where something in the Bible becomes so real to you in a way that you just can't even explain. But it's like a Holy Spirit empowered understanding of the Bible that reveals something life-changing to you, like in an instant. I want that for you. I want that for every single one of you that are listening right now, and it can happen for you. But why? Why did it take me so long? And why are so many other Christians not reading their Bibles? Well, for good reason. It's a huge book. Huge. And it's very intimidating. Some parts are dry. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at you, Numbers. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, just type in Google Bible Numbers, the book of Numbers, and you will quickly find that it's a little dry, but that doesn't mean they're boring. They're just not what we're used to reading. It's not like a mystery novel or a true crime book series that you just get super, super involved in. There are different styles and genres. Let's go in the Wayback Machine. Does anybody remember genres from high school English? So in the Bible, it's kind of the same. You've got narrative, you've got poetry, wisdom, prophecy, gospels, epistles, which is just a fancy, albeit weird name for letters, and like the apocalypse with some crazy symbolic language in Revelation. So it kind of sounds like work to study this thing. And that's because it is. But you don't have to go to seminary or Bible school. You don't have to be a theologian to read this entire book and digest it and apply it and be radically changed by it over the course of months, years, really for the rest of your life. This is a lifelong journey that we are on. So why is it worth the work? Because the Bible is the primary way that God speaks to us as humans. And it's how He teaches us and guides us and counsels us. And we need to be able to get past this hurdle. So what does God say about it? The Bible actually declares some pretty amazing truths about itself as a book and its power. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The Word of God can separate spiritual things that seem completely intertwined. What's godly? What's ungodly? Separating our own thoughts into what's good, what's evil, where is it coming from? It helps us judge our hearts, and more importantly, it helps us identify false teachers. It helps us apply what we're learning. Not everything you hear in church is biblical, y'all. Some things are just extra. They're tradition. They're like, well, we've always done it this way. Well, is that biblical? You won't know if you don't know this book. And how are you going to know the book if you don't read it, if you don't study it? So how will you know if you haven't studied the guide? You've got a great study guide in God's word. The verse also says the word is alive. It's ever changing. And here's one of the really, really cool things about the Bible. And I think Jason and I have talked about this in a previous episode. You can never read the same verse the same way twice. You can glean something new every single time you read from it. In the parable of the sower, Jesus compares the word to a seed. So if you plant the word in your heart and you protect it and you water it and you nourish it and you stick with it, it's going to grow. It's alive. So that's got to be your why. We need a mindset shift around what this book can do for us, in us, and through us, and also what it can do for others. But here's the deal. You're probably saying, okay, this all sounds great, Liz. This sounds amazing. I'm bought in. But what's the how? Well, I'm so glad you asked, dear listener. There are three ways I want you to think about approaching the Bible that might be different from what you've done in the past, or it may be something that you've never done at all. Number one, commit to a whole book of the Bible. Don't just jump around to different passages. Think about how you read your favorite novel, your favorite book. You start at the beginning, you read to the end, right? You don't just stop mid-chapter and then say, well, tomorrow I think I'll skip to the middle and then I'll come back a few pages. That doesn't make any sense, right? And so approach the Bible sort of in the same way. I'm not saying that you need to start in Genesis, but start at the beginning of a book. Pick a book of the Bible, start at the beginning. And by committing to a whole book, you can get a bigger, broader, richer picture. You can get some context, learn about the author, and you can go deeper in your understanding. A good place to start? I love the book of James, and so does my husband. Any of Paul's letters, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, they are short enough to where you can read them start to finish, no problem in one day. So that can kind of give you some momentum going forward, but get a commentary or a Bible study to go with it. For my daily study, I use the NIV Study Bible, which I'll put a link to in the show notes, and that can be really helpful because it also gives you cross references. So when you're reading something in the New Testament, you can see a little note that says, hey, go back to this chapter in the Old Testament where maybe this prophecy is now being fulfilled. And it is so cool to just look at how everything is so intertwined. So number two, try reading once or twice a week in bigger chunks of time instead of just a little snack every day. Now listen, a daily quiet time is a must. It is great. There's nothing wrong with it. I am a major advocate for a daily quiet time with the Lord. But if that's all you're doing, like these little 15-minute snippets, it's going to stay kind of surface level. It's really hard to get into the real meat of the Bible in such a short amount of time. And so you need to commit to those bigger chunks of time so that you can really start to get to a deeper level. Hebrews 5:12-14 tells us, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." So listen, y'all, solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is talking about spiritual maturity, y'all. Doing a little daily devotion that makes you feel good is like milk. Reading full books and diving deep into it, that's the strong meat. That's the solid food. Biting off a bigger piece, chewing it, savoring it, digesting it, this is how we grow our spiritual maturity. This is how we get real life change and lead other people to it. That's how it starts. For by this time you ought to be teachers, but instead you need someone to teach you. So it's like we start off as baby Christians. And y'all, that's okay. Obviously, I was a baby Christian for like 35 years. No shade, no judgment. But at some point, y'all, we need to grow. We need to grow in our understanding. And this is how you grow. And number three, include other people. Join a Bible study. The Bible is meant to be read and interpreted largely in community with other people. It gives you accountability. Because listen, when you're with a group of people and you're all reading through passages together, you have to stay with the group or you're going to be behind. It also gives you perspective because you might look at it one way and they look at it another way. Maybe you grew up in one church tradition. They grew up in another one. Maybe somebody grew up totally unchurched and everybody's going to look at it differently and have different interpretations, but you can come together and talk about it. It will make your conversations that much richer as long as everyone maintains respect. Like, that's such a big deal. Maintain respect for someone else's perspective, and it will just make your conversations that much richer. And you can use your resources together and then maybe even land somewhere together. It's going to be so much more impactful and help you stay engaged. So let's recap real quick. Number one, you're going to pick an entire book or a study that covers an entire book of the Bible thoroughly. Number two, read in longer chunks so you can really digest it. Even if it doesn't feel fruitful at first, it will. And I know this part can actually be really hard, y'all, but I want you to give it a try. And number three, read in community. Join a Bible study or a small group at your church or in your neighborhood, or listen, you might have to be the one to start one if you can't find one. And I'm willing to bet there are people around you. If you would just open your eyes, ask the Lord to open your eyes and to show you people that are looking for that deeper understanding of God's word, and then you can invite them in on this journey with you. I want to close with a passage from Isaiah. It can be found in chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Y'all, God's word does not come back void. When you follow these steps, it will never be wasted time. God wants to work in you and through you and speak to you through His written word. So I really hope this encourages you to pick up your Bible, follow these steps, and meet Him there. Y'all, I am so glad that you joined me today for another episode of the Far More Podcast. As usual, if you are not following us on the socials, please go do that. We are at Far More Podcast everywhere, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And if there is something that you want Jason and I to discuss on the podcast, if there's a topic that's really been on your mind a lot lately and you want us to just unpack it, you can send me an email at farmorepodcast@gmail.com, and we will catch y'all next time.